time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
At BASF, we're constantly innovating. When others said, fungicides just can't last all season, we said, oh yeah, watch this. Then we invented Revilock fungicide. Powerful soybean protection that gets absorbed quickly, starts working fast, and lasts all season. It's everything everyone said wasn't possible. All new Revilock fungicide. That is how you do it. Always read and follow label directions.
National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com.
Well, we've just got a few days left to go before Christmas, so I thought we'd have some Christmas on the farm fun today. As we celebrate the season, our fellow farm broadcaster Mark Oppold shares a Christmas poem about life on the farm.
Hi, I'm farm broadcaster Mark Oppold. I wrote this poem, Christmas on the Farm, for a radio program back in December of 1994. I pull it out once a year at this time and look forward to sharing with you again today. Christmas on the farm. The chores are almost done. The work isn't as hard today. In fact, it's almost fun. The barn windows are frosted over, but the heat lamps are on inside. The last sow farrowed late last night. Thank God she's still alive. Here comes my neighbor on his old John Deere. He's returning my wagon he's had almost a year. He's worked hard this year to keep two farms afloat. He's one of those farmers who never loses hope. I can see his stock cows out by the pond. They seem to know there's something special going on. In fact, all the animals are acting different in a way. Do you suppose they know it's Jesus' birthday today? The neighbor has parked the wagon and has headed home again. The kids have their noses to the window wondering where I am. We have to get to church. We're all singing in the choir. Then home to open presents and to sit and rest a while. I better get inside. I'm starting to get cold. But these moments at Christmas, I give my heart to hold. A farm is where it started, in a stable long ago. Christmas on the farm. How I love it so. I'm Mark Oppold. Merry Christmas.
And of course, we all have our favorite things that we roll around to this holiday season, so I thought I would sing you mine today. Enjoy.
Raindrops on acreage and planter precision, seeds that are coated and auto-steers vision, relief that falls last harvest does bring. These are a few of my favorite things. Parlors on dairies and pastures with cattle, heading outside for the din and the rattle, growing our food and the source of clothing. These are a few of my favorite things. Sunsets cross fields and hay bale shadows, orchards bloom wide while seeds sit in rows, images captured on drones' mighty wings. These are a few of my favorite things. When the fence breaks, when the drought hits, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite farm things, and then I don't feel so bad.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Hope you have a great holiday with full bellies, blessed with all of your friends and family around you. And here's to a happy 2024 from everybody at Oklahoma Farm Report. You've got farm news on Ron. Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.